to you, IA, the good, the bad, the ugly. This episode is just to tell you about who we are, what we are doing, and why. If you haven't already visited our website at iathegoodbadugly.com, we encourage you to check it out.
Our show focuses on police conduct in general, but especially conduct which comes under the scrutiny of internal affairs. What is internal affairs?
Well, it's the general term used within many police departments to reference the investigative unit responsible for conducting administrative investigations into their employees' conduct. IA detectives conduct these investigations in order to determine whether there are violations of policy, and these investigations operate differently than criminal investigations, even though they often run alongside them.
We want to dissect, discuss, and debate police conduct because what police do or fail to do matters. It affects each of us. We will use our training and experience as retired law enforcement professionals to do this. We both have backgrounds in being police supervisors as well as serving in internal investigations. We are...
I'm Garrett Davidson. So I took an early retirement from the Metro Nashville Police Department in January of 2024. While there, I served as a field training officer, a sergeant, and a lieutenant. I was a member of the Urban Search and Rescue Team. As a supervisor, I managed officers and sergeants, and I handled numerous use-of-force investigations, complaint packets, decommissionings, and many other administrative matters involving employee performance. I finished my career as the lieutenant over the Office of Professional Accountability Division, which is the MNPD's, or Metro Nashville Police Department's, Internal Affairs Unit. I supervised a dozen investigators, assigned cases, reviewed them, and conducted other disciplinary-related meetings and tasks. I drafted the department's pilot program for OPA handling complaints department-wide. Throughout my career, I would estimate I personally conducted, reviewed, or supervised hundreds of use-of-force investigations, officer evaluations, and misconduct complaints. During my time there, I attended various professional trainings related to interviewing, complaint processes, supervisory issues, and more. I have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, and I also attended Northwestern School of Police Staff and Command. And separate from all this, I am also an author with my own publishing imprint called Beset by the Abyss, and my first novel is The Gray Paladin. It's a fantasy novel. You can check out this on my author website at GarrettDavidson.com.
And I'm Atif Williams. I spent about 16 years with the Metro Nashville Police Department. During that time, I had several positions. Started my career out in patrol, North Nashville, C-Detail, with a great group of guys I worked with. From there, I moved on to Flex Team. Our Flex Teams are comprised of about 6 to 7 police officers, and we deal with a lot of gun and drug crimes in hotspot areas in the city of Nashville. From Flex, I moved on to a unit called the Crime Suppression Unit. On that unit, we dealt with street-level drug crimes, undercover operations, whether it was dealing with narcotics or prostitution stings. And sometimes we got into some other things, but not so much outside of that realm. From there, I moved on to a couple other units. Nothing real exciting, but I finally became a sergeant. And then I was asked to move over to the Office of Professional Accountability, which is normally known as Internal Affairs in other police departments. And there I worked for probably about another 6 years and worked hundreds of cases over there as a sergeant. I finally left Metro Nashville Police Department, took an early retirement, and I moved on to the state of Tennessee, where I became the Internal Affairs Director for Department of Children's Services. And in that position, we investigated a lot of issues and concerns with employees who worked for the Department of Children's Services who couldn't abide by policies and procedures. And now I've moved on to the private sector. I'm still working a 9-to-5, and it has something to do with internal affairs, but just on a larger scale. I don't want to give too much information about the company I work for now because it is a private company.
All right. Together, we are your hosts. Our show centers around police conduct, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. We are launching with two show formats, and we'll be introducing more.
Our first format is the telling of an IA story. This is where we summarize and give a true IA story involving real police conduct and what the investigations determine. The second format is what we call stories from the field. These are true personal stories from things we have experienced.
We will also be launching a members-only episode format that is called a deep dive. And this is where we go into much more detail about an IA story we have already told. This will involve looking at actual video footage, interviews, body-worn cameras, audio, and documents in order to go deeper into the real investigations. These episodes are where you will get a much more thorough, analytical look at investigations, and we will share more of our law enforcement and internal affairs experience and perspective.
The fourth format will be reaction videos. We will look at publicly released police videos, news stories, or other content and giving our take and commentary on it. We are also considering some episodes in which we interview guests.
Now, some of you probably want to know up front whether we are pro-police or anti-police. Our short answer is we are pro-accountability. What does this mean? Well, this means we believe policing is a noble profession needed in our society, but police cannot be above the law they took an oath to enforce. Furthermore, there are some bad elements in society, and we believe citizens must act responsibly and be held accountable too.
This is the idea behind our slogan, "Be good, be safe." It summarizes our belief that when both police and citizens are doing their utmost in every interaction, day in and day out, to be good citizens and law enforcers, all of us benefit. All of society wins. We are in this together. Win or lose, we hope to win together.
We hope to help both police and citizens through sharing stories and our insights in a way that is educational, entertaining, and empowering. If we are too boring, nobody will want to tune in.
Our audience will gain insights over time that they can put into use in their personal or professional lives, and that is what makes it empowering. You learn things you can use or share with others, and hopefully you will be entertained along the way.
For example, you want to learn more about complaint processes and some tips or pitfalls relating to filing a complaint against an officer? Well, follow us.
Are you an officer who wants a peek behind the curtain of internal affairs because you have heard horror stories or want to navigate that process more successfully? If you are interviewed, follow us.
We will be releasing our content through Podbean, and we will be pushing it out to major platforms such as Apple and Spotify. However, members-only content will be exclusively through Podbean's Patreon program. We will announce more about this when it goes live.
We also have some merchandise available on our website. We will have a presence on Facebook, Instagram, and X. We hope to engage with our audience and refine our show over time. We want to know what is resonating the most as we grow so we can give you more of what you are looking for.
One thing that will be important for our audience to remember is that policies and laws vary across agencies and jurisdictions. Because of that, what applies in one situation may not be true or applicable in another. When we speak with specificity about one agency or law, the audience should understand that this does not mean an idea, policy, practice, technique, or procedure applies in every other situation.
Also, facts are everything. A single fact can change a whole outcome. This is what makes policing often so complex, frustrating, and nuanced. So, for example, just because an agency or police department in Tennessee does one thing does not mean that a department in New York or California also does that or should, or vice versa.
Because of that, we have this general disclaimer that will always apply and hold true. We cannot and do not provide you legal advice or make any assurance that what we discuss or inform you about is infallible. If you have been accused of a crime or official misconduct, you should obtain competent legal representation from a professional in your jurisdiction.
We have a lot of work ahead of us, and we know we have a lot to learn ourselves. We hope you will join us for what lies ahead. As always,
be good
and be safe.